We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we live, wherever we are, and we give thanks for the ways the Spirit has been working in this land and the peoples for thousands of years. Welcome to Church Online. We are celebrating Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit to all. And that includes you and me and believers across the world and across the ages. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West, and I'll be sharing with you today, together with the president of the Uniting Church in Australia, as well as Ferg, Andrew, musicians and singers. I invite you to light a candle as I light this one here. As we do, we invite God's Spirit to be upon us as we worship together, and we reflect on the flame as a symbol of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So I'm going to light a few more. And as we watch the flames, we remember. It reminds us of the tongues of fire resting on the disciples. This week is National Reconciliation Week, where all Australians are invited to think about practical and meaningful ways that we can create a more just and reconciled Australia, with the theme, Be a Voice for Generations. And we're acting today for a reconciled tomorrow. And as we think about the next steps in Australia's journey of justice for First Peoples, we're also invited to think about being a voice for reconciliation in our everyday lives, our communities, and our church. The 28th of May is the beginning of 26 days of prayer for the Uniting Church across Australia. So let's hear for the Reverend Sharon Hollis, the President of the Uniting Church.
Today on Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the gift of the breath of Christ on every believer, the outpouring of the Spirit on a new community that are called to a new character of life. Across the globe and within the Uniting Church, there are many conversations, ferment and discussion about the future of the Church. Act 2, a nationwide, whole-of-Church conversation about the direction and future the Uniting Church should take is part of these conversations. Just as the Spirit guided the very earliest church to form its life around Christ and be guided by the Spirit of Christ, so we trust that we are being guided by Christ in these conversations. We wait on the Spirit as we discern together our future life. Today marks the beginning of 26 days of prayer across the life of the Uniting Church. As we seek the contours of the future, we uphold them in prayer. We bring before God our prayers of hope, of anxiety, of thanksgiving, of lament. We hold all of it before God in these 26 days of prayer. I invite you to take part in these 26 days. You and your community of faith can find resources to support these days of prayer on the website. There are resources to use at home, in small groups, and in worship across the life of your community. As we gather for these days of prayer, may the Spirit pour out upon us, and may we dream dreams and see visions of the future that God has for the Uniting Church. Thank you.
And so we join in prayer. Can I encourage you to pray every day for the Uniting Church? For the prayer chain, we're praying for two churches: Trinity Alberton Uniting Church here in South Australia. Simon and Lisa Story lead this church, and they came from Adelaide West. And the other is Bidwill Tongan Uniting Church in Sydney's West. We join in prayer across our land. We have a new series starting next week, Know Your Place, Understanding Who We Are in Culture and Community. But now, come Holy Spirit. We sing together, where the Spirit is, there's freedom. Where the Spirit is, there's life.
Where the Spirit is, there is life. The reading today is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, and then 11 through to 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house in which they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love the story of Pentecost. I love the surprise. I love the confidence of the disciples, their boldness after hiding away and denying they know Jesus. I love the imagery, the violent wind, the flames of fire, described as tongues of fire, many languages, people amazed and perplexed, the preaching, the quoting of prophecy from so long ago. And this passage too is from so long ago, around 2,000 years, and yet I can imagine being there. The excitement, the noise, all the voices, it stirs my imagination. It gives me hope. And so each year when Pentecost comes around again, I look forward to this, the remembering, the surprise, the joy, the dreaming. I find myself sharing about the surprise and the miracle of that day, of course. But this year I'm struck by the words that Peter speaks when he grabs hold of this great prophecy from one of the minor prophets, Joel, from the Old Testament. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. You know, Peter quotes the prophet Joel from the scriptures as the Jews were looking, expecting signs that maybe the people of Israel had arrived. They were studying ancient texts to find needed meanings in times of great stress. As an explanation, in the last days was a general term for the time to come when promises would be fulfilled. New things would start to happen. And so Peter quotes Joel to say, here are the signs, as Joel said. If we go on, we miss some of the significance of these words. Anointed leaders through the Hebrew scriptures were special. They were the ones that received the Spirit. Priests, prophets, Jesus, not ordinary people. But now, as prophesied, as foretold by Joel, the Spirit will be poured out on all people, poured out on everyone. And it's happening right here in Acts 2. Paul Turley describes it as the Spirit exploding everywhere. Up until now, it's been ordered. And now I guess you could call it somewhat chaotic. Hierarchy is broken down, hierarchy that has been in place for centuries. Old men are meant to be managing things, but here we have young men seeing visions and old men dreaming dreams. It doesn't say old men would rule, but dream dreams. And sons and daughters would prophesy, men and women. In Acts 1, we read who was in the room. They were in a room upstairs, and it names all the disciples by name who were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The early church is made up of women too. Women are part of this prophecy in an age when that was strange, in fact, unheard of. The Spirit will be poured out on all believers, all people, without barriers, barriers of age or gender or class. And it's entirely God's doing. It happens upon them. It wasn't due to their work. All they were asked to do was to wait and to pray. And the Spirit came. The Jews are all in Jerusalem for a special ceremony, a big religious and national festival called the Feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Harvest. And they would gather to give thanks for the first fruits of the spring harvest in ancient Israel and to recall the giving of the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. It was 50 days after Passover, 10 days after the ascension of Jesus. The festival was centered in the temple, and the temple was like a universal model of the world. And at the center is the flame. That's where the presence of God is. But now it's not. Suddenly the Spirit of God is actually not in the temple, but has escaped. I love the imagery of the eternal flame escaping out of the temple. Everything is out of control. The special language of Hebrew is not the only language, but all these languages are being spoken at the same time and recognized by many people far and wide. There's a spiritual vitality here, an excitement. God has come into the proximity to the world, and God has made it. And this is fire, and it's spreading. You know, we had this massive fire in Sydney's CBD a few days ago. There was so much wood in this building, it just went up in flames. It spread quickly, explosively, and destructively. Surrounding buildings were evacuated. Thankfully, no one was hurt. But the fire was so hot that windows across the street blew out, and we have 500 people who can't return to offices just yet. Although this was a destructive fire, it does show how fire spreads. It shows the intensity and the explosive nature of fire. And in some ways, it's the same intensity. It's like there is this explosive start to the church that is far beyond simply the birthday of the church. The wind rushes. Boundaries are broken. There's a continuity with other parts of God's story here. There's a rushing wind on Mount Sinai when Moses was given the Ten Commandments. One of the things that the Jews were celebrating in their festival was just that. The symbol of fire was also on Mount Sinai, and in other places in the Old Testament, their scripture at the time Moses encountered God at the burning bush. The Israelites were led in the wilderness by a pillar of fire. There was fire in the temple, in the story of the prophet Elijah. Fire represented the very presence of God. This painting by Veronica Lulu really speaks to this event in a whole different way, perhaps less explosively. We often see paintings of Pentecost that are drawing us into the experience of Pentecost, as if we were there, either as a disciple or in the crowd. But this one has a different feeling. It's like we're observers standing back, watching. And although we can still imagine the rushing wind and the languages, there's a peace in this one, almost a silence as we watch on. We see at the top God the Father and Jesus the Son, symbolically as two persons, with the U shape representing a person, the symbol based on the mark that we make when we sit on the sand. The Holy Spirit is represented by the dove, a common symbol of the Spirit. And then we have the tongues of fire raining down from the Spirit. The flames of fire are poured down by the Spirit. And then we have all the people with the symbol of a person, which is also like they're waiting, ready to be filled. Veronica writes this about her painting: "It is my life to share God's Spirit, to talk about the Holy Spirit to my people, especially the young people, the families, and all our friends. The meaning of this painting is the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. God sent down his Holy Spirit to the people. I do these paintings about God's work. My faith is shown through my art, and I use my paintings to spread the word and the message." Thank you, Veronica, for sharing them. God's Spirit is poured out. Veronica refers to Romans 5:5. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Poured into our hearts. The Spirit pouring into the hearts of young and old, male and female, people of all classes, all nations. Later in the New Testament, Paul, an apostle, writes about us being the temple, the Spirit alive in us, a sacred place. Just like the temple was a sacred place, now the Spirit has escaped the temple and is poured out on all people. Today, the Spirit of Pentecost continues to be poured out in us, pouring into our lives, exploding into our lives. If this isn't the case, then today is simply a history lesson about something that happened a long time ago. But the Holy Spirit is alive, alive in us. We are inflamed with the Spirit, each of us, you, me, followers of Jesus all around the world. We are the work of God in the world. Be open to the Holy Spirit at work in your life. Pray for the Spirit to be poured into your life. The followers of Jesus were asked to wait and to be in prayer. And so we position ourselves in prayer to dream dreams and to see visions, knowing that it isn't us that does this. It is the Spirit of God. We can't control it or manage it. This happens to us. And the passage finishes with, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Being saved doesn't just mean going to heaven when you die. It means knowing God's rescuing power, the power revealed in Jesus, which anticipates in the present God's final great act of deliverance, They're the words of the theologian N.T. Wright. And so we call on the name of the Lord and we'll be saved, rescued. Anyone who knows they need rescuing, whatever from, can call on the Lord. Pentecost is the story unleashing, of activity on God, on the world. Where the Spirit, that activity of God, is exploding out, exploding beyond the walls of the temple to reign on all. And so be open to the Holy Spirit at work in your life. Pray for the Spirit to be poured into your life with open hands and open hearts. Position yourself in prayer to dream dreams and to see visions. Imagine the church with dreams dreamt and visions seen. Imagine your life with hope replacing despair, open to the Spirit at work, seeing dreams and visions. Imagine a world where dreams are dreamt and visions of a better world are seen. And so as we pray in this season of prayer for the church, we pray that we would dream dreams and that we would see visions of the future that God has for us, for the church, our church, the Uniting Church, and the church worldwide. Today we remember the Spirit exploding out and raining down on all people, all who believe in God, bringing visions and dreams. Amen.
Years of great revivals came, and saints would seek. Loving God, the gifts of your Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yet we often put conditions on our love, and our words and actions deny there is any joy and peace. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. We confess that we look for instant results, and so forget what it's like to be patient. We find ourselves neglecting the needs of others because we run out of time. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. When we make self-centered rather than Christ-centered decisions, when our words and actions are unloving, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. We confess the times when we don't exercise a spirit of gentleness or even self-control. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Gracious God, forgive us, and by the power of your Spirit, enable us to love one another as Christ loves us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. God, renew and refresh us with the Holy Spirit so that we are faith-filled followers of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's continue in prayer. Loving God, as we work towards reconciliation, we give you thanks for the rich history and the culture of our Indigenous peoples. We give you thanks for the important steps that have already been made, already been taken towards reconciliation and healing. And we pray that we will make space to humbly listen, that we will find a shared hope through Jesus, and that we will have strength and grace to forgive, accept, and love each other. We pray for policies that will change to reflect our journey towards reconciliation, and that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people will have confidence for a bright future. Help us to take these active steps to contribute to reconciliation. And Lord Jesus, we pray for the Uniting Church as we enter 26 days of prayer. We pray for both Trinity Alberton Uniting Church and the Bidwill Tongan Uniting. Equip them to serve you. Lead them as they reach out to their neighbourhoods. Guide their leaders in all they do and bless all those who are part of their church communities. And Holy Spirit, as we do each week, we pray for those who are on our hearts today. We lift them to you and pray that your love, your grace, your mercy, and your hope, that you would kindle the fire of hope in their lives. We pray by your Spirit, in your Spirit, and through your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We pray that this service has brought you hope and brought some of the excitement of Pentecost. If you would like prayer or pastoral care, reach out to us, send us an email. We would love to pray with you and for you. We continue to bring our offerings to God, our financial giving to the church, as well as our practical giving. May our giving and our lives help to bring the hope of God in our world. This week, be open to the Holy Spirit at work in your life. Pray for the Spirit to be poured into your life with open hands and open hearts. Position yourself in prayer to dream dreams and to see visions. And may the grace and the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love and the presence of God, the joy, the friendship and the hope of the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always as you serve God in God's world. Amen. Blessings on your week. Thank you.